the head of the state's prison inspection team told lawmakers on the panel that oversees it that there are problems with Aramark related to sanitation, food quality and supply, security training, staffing and documentation. This comes after reports of maggots in prison food, meal shortages and substitutions creating long lines, and the disciplining of nearly 100 Aramark employees who are banned from entering any Ohio prison for security violations, such as bringing in contraband or having inappropriate relationships with inmates. A.J. Frame says he's seen the maggot problem firsthand, where he works as a corrections officer at the Noble Correctional Institution in Southeast Ohio. Frame came to the hearing wearing a T-shirt that read, "Got maggots? We do." He's worried these food problems will spark a crisis.
A riot. Eventually, they're already getting to a point where every meal we're trying to break stuff up to keep them off the coordinators and stuff now. Well, I wouldn't want to eat maggots.
Terry Holland is a corrections officer at the Pickaway Correctional Institution south of Columbus. He says he hasn't seen maggots there, but there has been what he says is a large flow of contraband into that facility in the last year.
We find heroin, we find cocaine, we find Suboxone. Now, there's more than one way to get it in, okay? And I'm not going to say that it's all Aramark, but we never had these kinds of issues previously.
The Prison Inspection Committee's report says Aramark employees only receive 5 hours of security training. The state has fined Aramark nearly $300,000 for ongoing issues at 7 prisons, and that money will be used for more training of Aramark workers. State Prisons Director Gary Moore says he's meeting with Aramark on a regular basis to make sure the company is following its contract, or that contract could be terminated.
The tipping point is, are we getting better or not? And that has to be the gauge, and that'll be the gauge that we use.
But Moore also says that the prisons department has checked out reports of maggots in food and found sometimes the bugs were put there by inmates. Aramark President John Hanner also testified to the lawmakers that Aramark is committed to fixing these problems, but he says they are very rare. For example, he says that the food problems only occur in less than 1% of the 30 million meals they've served in the last year, which he admits is still a big number at 300,000.
It's not a small number, but look, here's the other point. We wanted to represent 99% of the time our people are doing a great job. You're not going to hear that. These are Ohio citizens that we've hired, you know, that we are 100% staffed, and these people come to work every day and do a great job under trying circumstances.
And Hanner says he's personally responsible for the Ohio prisons contract and that he's confident the company has the problems under control. Aramark says it saved the state $14 million since winning the prison food management contract last year. The Prison Workers Union has been critical of the hiring of Philadelphia-based Aramark, which has also recorded food problems in Michigan and had problems with previous prison food management contracts in Kentucky and Florida. The Ohio Civil Service Employees Association says if the prisons department is spending resources to deal with these issues, it doubts that Aramark is saving the state much money at all. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.